The opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 on June the 18th. Hope your Father's Day weekend was good. We're going to talk about ours and how dangerous it gets out there. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Get in there and join our chat room and say hello. Yeah. And see, of course, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
What'd you do yesterday? Anything special?
No, we just kind of hid out from the heat. Did some stuff around the house, but didn't venture out a whole lot. It was not pretty out there.
Well, it was a little bit warm, and I wasn't expecting it to be that hot, but Linda, what's the temperature and stuff look like today?
Well, it's currently 65 degrees downtown. If you're just tuning in, good morning this Monday morning. Sunny today. All day. Temperatures reaching to 92. Clear tonight. Beautiful moon in the sky with temperatures around 62. We look like we're going to have a wind between 10 to 13 miles per hour. And tomorrow it will be sunny with 93. And, gosh, it looks like we're going to have gusts tomorrow. So we'll have a slight wind, 18 miles per hour tomorrow. Tuesday night will be clear with temperatures around 64. Anybody go out to the Father's Day brunch at Anselmo Vineyards? Let us know how that was.
The fly fishing. We heard that was really big. And then there was, in fact, on the front page. Remember we had the gentleman that was on Friday was talking about healing waters and about the helping and where the veterans learn fly fishing. And this comes out of the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers. They were on Friday and talking about that. And it's going, you know, it's a great, great program. And they have a front page of the Record Searchlight was on there, in fact, there's a lot of things going on. We've got a lot of things happening today. Now, one of the things we're going to talk about is something that happened. It's been going on for the last couple of weeks. And it shows what happens when the public gets aware of something and then takes action against it. We're going to talk about that later. We've got a lot of things to talk about. We've got, what happens the first time you put the boat in the river after 2 years? Shiver me timbers.
Share that. I'm sure. Anyway, you're not alone.
We've got that, and we want to talk also. We want to talk about, the first time that, we talk about Greece. We want to talk about for the first time a president has said he's told his people not to obey an order. Not to obey a law. And for the first time that anybody can remember, a president has told his law enforcement agencies do not enforce this law. We're going to talk about that. But first, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Well, major averages are starting out mixed over concerns of Greece and Spain. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 26 points at 12,740. The S&P 500 is off a point at 1341. The NASDAQ composite is positive 6 points at 2878. The three most active stocks trading on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down 8 cents at $7.82. Nokia positive a nickel at $2.53. Citigroup down 48 cents at $27.83. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart's up a penny at $67.75. Costco down a cent at $91.41. Safeway off 45 cents at $17.52. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.56% and the 30-year bond 2.65. For commodities, gold is down $6 an ounce at $1,622. Silver's off 39 cents at $28. Crude oil off $1.44, trading at $82 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you so much, Susan. We have our Wells Fargo advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. Tell us what's going on. There's a lot of stuff going on, of course, with Greece. And you're just going down if you want to Park Marina Drive and go down and see Susan or Chris or Josh or Kathy, and they're going to tell you what's going on in the market, what you should do with your money, and what the future looks like. And if anybody can tell you what the future is, Susan Eastman can. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after this message. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It's Monday!
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to CARS.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. CARS actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning! KCNR 1460 on this Monday morning, 7:13. Disposition check. Okay. Oh my, I don't know. You know how you go through moments and, you hit the bumps. Gosh, it started on, we tried to get my dad's boat out. Over the weekend, we went to...
It was fun.
Well, we did. We tried to get the boat out, but first it was one of those, could not find the key to the lock. And then, after trying to find the key to the lock, for, you know, thinking we were going to get out at 6 o'clock, got the boat in the water, it wouldn't start. Pull the boat back up on the trailer, try to look around and, by the Delta, by the way, in Sacramento.
It was the battery. The battery was down.
Where do you go? So we could either turn around and go home. Oh, no, we're here. Let's make this happen. My dad hasn't had the boat out in about a year. And
he'd had it out like 5 months ago.
Well, okay. But
but the battery's 4 years old.
So we went to go get Battery Bill in Sacramento, which is, you know, this is a long story about, you know, disposition check. So we finally replaced the battery entirely, and the guy who was replacing the battery was having a difficult time. Carl came up with a brilliant idea about bungee cording. the battery inside a certain way.
You couldn't get the battery back in. Okay, with bungee cords, duct tape, you can fix the world.
Yeah,
all right?
Exactly. So we finally found this really cool boat ramp that was, you know, really unoccupied.
I'm not going to tell you where it's at.
And got the boat out in the Delta. It was wonderful because you know how hot it was. So we did that. We were wonderful with that. Got the boat back up, got home. Back in Sacramento, drove home yesterday. Well, a couple things. Air conditioning's out in one part of the house. Air conditioning's out. Got a couple other issues. You know, we didn't tell you that the dog was sprayed with skunk juice in the backyard on Friday.
I think we talked about that. We did. I told the story while you were getting ready.
Yeah. So all that stuff was going on. So it's just been, and now we find out that there's something going on with the chat room and an update with some kind of, you know, just be patient. Know that the scroll. What, Bob? You've got to talk.
Okay. What it looks like is that there was. And this is a lot of little pieces that all get put together by a lot of different people. Anytime you have something along the lines of a web page with a chat room and all that. And it looks like one of those little pieces is not playing well with the others. And so, yes, you are not able to scroll at this time. The audio should still be working properly and things like that. And it looks like the guy who does the coding on the web page is going to have to make some changes in order to get the windows to size up properly. So it's just one of those things. And there goes, and obviously Carl has powered up his audio on his computer.
And it's working just fine. The audio works. The audio works on Stories. And you know what? You can still type in there. You just... You know, just doesn't move.
Small window.
You do
we
got
to be able to resize it, and anyway. that's a rewrite.
Enough of that.
Some code.
You know what? I am tired of this. I am tired of the webmaster being so screwed up on this. And I hope you're listening right now because I just called your house. You know, to tell you is that this has been going on for a month.
And today is going to be a fiery. Today's going to be 92.
Today is going to be a fiery day.
Once we get rolling here,
we're going to be talking.
Ugh.
All right, let's talk about a couple other things, though. Greece. Oh, let's talk about one other thing. Somebody came in and pointed out to us yesterday in the paper, and we try to read the paper as much as we can.
We
believe in the paper. Silas Lyons talks about how he gets his news, and it was a great article in the sense that you used to just pick up your newspaper. Pick up your newspaper and read it, and there was your news. Sometimes you'd get the news in the morning, or you could watch TV on the three big channels. That was it. And then you got the news the way they wanted you to have the news. And then it started spreading out via cable, and then, you know, the headline news and CNN and then all the rest of them. So you got news 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you could still get it from the newspaper and such. And then how Silas went on to talk about how now it's iPads, now it's your phones. Like on your phone right now, your iPhone, you can pull down.
I love it.
You read. You can get anything.
I learned how to make mojitos on the way home, and we stopped and got the ingredients.
That's right. Because you can.
Let's talk. How do you? Where is that? Like batteries.
Batteries.
We found a battery.
When we were driving around.
Just in the middle of the car, I pulled up my iPhone.
Said batteries.
I mean, I that is the beautiful thing about computer and GPS.
Tells you where you're at.
So there's all these apps.
It can follow you up and down the river. All these things. But what Silas was talking about, though, was you can get it in so many different ways. But one of the ways he gets it, KCNR Radio.
K-pop.
So shout out, Silas.
Yes.
You know, I'm glad to see that you're on the, you're with the,
we're
you're,
part of the
you're out of
routine.
The dark side and into the good
no,
side
we're
here.
Part of the morning routine. And
we want to be part of your morning routine. We've got a lot of things we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about,
this is a really touchy subject. There's going to be I think it's going to spur on, it's going to, rib, it's going to, make you ponder. And it will get you fired up. Okay, all of those things, because I know that's
right
done
after
for
our
me.
Break. Right after our break, and then you know, if nothing else, hopefully it'll help you. It'll have you help. It'll help you think about things that are going on. And is there a time to take a stand? Is there a time to take a stand about what you think is right? And if it is, how do you do it? And we're going to take a break. As soon as we come back, we're going to take Henry, and he has a pearl of wisdom.
As soon as we
get back, you got to start the rest of the show
Maybe
with Henry and a pearl of wisdom.
Absolutely.
So we're going to take a break here.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
We all know music is what gets you on the dance floor, but it's the entertainment that keeps you there. When it's time for your next party or major event, call Music by Robert, your entertainment professional. Over 25 years of quality and experience. Music by Robert. Weddings, 347-4500. Graduations, birthday parties, 347-4500. Retirement parties, anniversary parties, 347-4500. Get it. Call 347-4500 when planning your next party or special event. Music by Robert.
Hi there. I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This is Ruthless Redneck and Angry Beaver with the Reading Roller Girls, and also we have
Scars of Fury.
We're here today to let you know about the Rubber Side Down Safety Seminar Tuesday, June 19th at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive. It is going to have a bike wash from 5 to 6 p.m., and the Angry Beavers are going to be there to wash your bikes before the seminar.
We'll be out there rolling around in our derby gear and washing your bikes, so come out and see us on Tuesday, June 19th at the Holiday Inn.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, 7:23 in the morning, June the 18th. 530-605-4567 are our phone lines, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hop into our chat room and get in there and say what you want to say. Yes, Rubber Side Down tomorrow, starting there at the
Holiday Inn,
and there's going to be a bike wash from the Angry Beavers are going to be out there. They're going to be washing bikes, and it's there. It's free, my friends. It's free to go in and get the class. And also, there's going to be a you can sign up for drawings for $10,000. You can sign up for a drawing for a free special bike paint job. The whole thing. But the only thing you have to do is show up. It's between they're going to have the Reading Police Department there. They're going to be giving classes.
It's going to
be a
1-hour
class. 1-hour class, you come there, you get to sign up for these things, you get some drinks and stuff, and you get to see the Angry Beavers in action washing bikes.
It'll be a lot of fun, but again, this is a free class put on, and we're really behind it. We're sponsoring it, which means that we really would like to have you come out. Motorcycle safety, so even if you come and you bring kids, it's not an age-oriented class. So it would also be good if you've got a 15-year-old or a 14-year-old or a teenager that's thinking about motorcycle safety and you ride or you're thinking about riding or grandmother rides or uncle rides, why not come and get a free class, further your education? Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning. You're welcome to KCNR. Thanks for calling live this morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good, Henry.
Yeah, I'm here.
We're doing Hello? Good. Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, say, do you remember when you were in basic training?
I can never forget that.
Well, you know, when I was in, I know the Army had a little different criteria than the Marines did, but we fell out the first morning, and that DI says, you will make your bed, you will shave, you will brush your teeth, and most of all, you will never hunt skunks with a BB gun.
Well, you know what?
Guess you're Marine, DI.
No. What they told us was, we want to just see how tough you are, Marine. No BB guns. Tie your hands behind you and go after that skunk. And if you
I'd leave that with you. Now, the other thing I want to talk to you about, I'm appalled with Mr. Obama. And I'll tell you, if the Congress, the United States, and the people don't straighten this thing out, then all I can say is welcome to the dictatorship.
Well, you know what? If we don't, if the people of the United States don't stand up and do something, then we have got a problem here. We've got a big problem.
This is a real problem.
You know, today, last week, what he did was, for the very first time, a president told his law enforcement agencies, do not enforce the law. We will not take people here illegally and deport them.
Well,
not only that.
How did he bypass Congress? That's what I don't understand.
Well,
why are the congressmen sitting back there not saying anything?
Well, they are. And the thing is that he's bypassed Congress before. He's done this. And what he does is because he can't get a law through there. So what he said is 800,000, maybe up to a million, illegals that are here because they were, in his words, they were brought here by their parents when they were very young. And as he uses as a, they've been here, they're American, blah, 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 blah. But the thing is that they are here illegally. Something does have to be done about our illegal immigration problem. But what he's done is so blatantly political, even the far left, mainstream media is saying, this is so political. I mean, you've gone past Congress. You're telling your people here, and you're going to give them these work permits. What's the next step? Is it, okay, by the way, if you've got a work permit, can you get a, can you vote?
So, well, that's exactly what it's all about.
I mean, why didn't he do this last year or the year before? Hey, this is the way we do it. In that way, at least he could have forced, he said, fine, this is what I'm doing here, Congress, force your own way through. But he didn't. He didn't do it while the Democrats were in power in Congress and the Senate. He didn't do it then. He didn't do it then because he couldn't get it through politically then with his own party. So now he's doing it for purely political reasons. And if the people of the United States can't see that he's throwing the laws of this country under the bus for a political game.
Well,
then we deserve it.
These congressmen should start an impeachment process.
I don't think that he cares. I think that he has moved the bar so far over. Right now Greece is in trouble. Their debt is at one and a half times their GDP. We're at 100% of our GDP. They're 150% of their GDP. We are heading down that road, and if the people can't see that, we're getting a few more jobs here. Wrong.
Well, they're not getting more jobs. They're getting unemployment, and the fact is they're not counting the unemployment rate correctly either.
Well, no, if you counted underemployed and people are just out of the market now, we'd be up at 15 to 16%. And look at the amount of people that were in the job market, 5 years ago, and look at it now. And you'll see that there's 20% of those have dropped out. So, so the unemployment rate, you're absolutely right, Henry, is well over 15%.
Well, I think 15 is being pretty conservative because I know many, many contractors that never could draw unemployment that are not working.
Well, there is a number of things that this administration does and continues to do. He's getting ready to meet Putin and say, and what's he going to do? Challenge him to an arm wrestling match? Challenge him to let's go outside and let's fight it out here to see who you stop sending Marines to Syria, because that's the next thing. The Russians are sending Marines to Syria. They've got two ships going there right now. Got to run, Henry. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Henry.
Bye.
Got to take a break here. KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after these special messages. We're
Network. Wall Street is swinging between gains and losses as the enthusiasm over the Greek elections begins to fade. Higher borrowing costs for Spain and Italy have investors worried about the future of the Eurozone. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 30 points. Yahoo has named former Google director Michael Barrett as Executive Vice President and Chief Revenue Officer. Barrett will be responsible for Yahoo's advertising revenue and global operations. The move is aimed at helping the struggling search engine re-emerge as an entertainment and information destination that wins big advertising revenue. Barrett will assume the role in early July. And Russian online retailer Kupy Vip has its eyes on a Wall Street debut. The company wants to hold its initial public offering within the next 2 years, which could raise more than $120 million. Global investors are showing an increased interest in Russian internet companies as the country is Europe's biggest internet market. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose SafeLight.
Crescent's Mattress Gallery in Reading carries the only true gel sleep systems, the OrthoGel Advantage Mattress. OrthoGel offers the ultimate in pressure relief sleep with over 7,000 pressure relief cells in every queen-size mattress. These are true cells, not the shredded foam you find in other gel mattresses. The OrthoGel sleep system conforms to your ideal sleep posture without creating the body cavity you get from memory foam mattresses. You sleep comfortable in summer and winter because OrthoGel is heat neutral, and Crescent provides a 20-year warranty on all OrthoGel beds. Right now, Crescent has 25% off new fully warranted OrthoGel mattresses during their factory authorized gel sleep system sale. Limited to stock on hand, Crescent's Mattress Gallery, your exclusive store for OrthoGel, where you'll find honest discounts and the best prices every day on every bed in stock, plus 12 months same as cash, free local delivery or free bed frame, and we always haul away your old bedding. Locally owned Crescent's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue next to Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Tonight and every night, get the best night's sleep you've ever had with your new OrthoGel mattress from Crescent's.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 65 degrees in the morning. Temperatures today will be sunny and hot with temperatures around 92, low tonight 62. Okay, ADD boy, what do you want?
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Old Top Drive.
Flipping around over there. Go ahead. Shoot. You didn't get your cigar this weekend.
No.
Why?
I don't know. It was just
was it so hot?
It was hot outside. Well, we were out there chasing boats and fish.
Skunk started off. Then we went to boats. Go ahead.
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have a great place there. And in fact, we were there. I was there for the AmVets, or I'm sorry, yeah, the AmVets post, Mojo post there for a meeting they had, Greg Raffa and, of course, Maurice Johannesson and all this. But they had the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They have great sales, last stick standing on cigars, and, of course, Espresso Joe's, where you can get the iced coffee now and the iced lattes now because it's getting really hot, or still get your coffee out there. And great prices, and veterans get discounts. People are treated with great respect there. And every one of their employees is friendly and knowledgeable. And Joe and Shelley support this community in 1,000 different ways. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And we want to do a shout-out to Lisa B. It was her birthday over the weekend. Of course, don't be surprised if you don't see the cast of KCNR somewhere this afternoon taking her out for birthday wishes. So shout-out to Lisa B. And I know that she said one time, you know, I share a birthday with somebody. So she said that, you know, birthdays are a really big deal to me because I always felt like it was kind of in the shadow. So we're going to make a big deal about her. Speaking about a big deal, we walked in this morning and we saw the Bridal Guide of Northern California, Don Shulman. It's never looked better. He is the creator of the Bridal Guide magazine. And I'm telling you, this is just really a beautiful, of course, it's wedding season right now, so it's a really in-depth, magazine to show you caterers and photographers and dresses and jewelers. And you have interviews with some of the top jewelers in the area as well. So Bridal Magazine, the Bridal Guide, you could come in the station and get a few of them. They're beautiful looking. And again, a shout out to Don Shulman. So there you go.
It's a great magazine. It tells you everything you could possibly want, gives you all the connections for brides.
And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we've got Dr. Patty Bay. We called her en route, and, you know, it's such a strange feeling to, you know, censorship. You know, at what line do you draw in censorship? It's very personal thing to the individual, you know, freedom of speech, what it is to be able to write. And, you know, for my birthday, and I'd heard so much about this book. So for my birthday, Carl had bought me the book and because I had asked for it and I was just curious as to what the rage was, 50 Shades of Grey. And I read the book while we were at Camp Pendleton, and I will read all three series. But in the midst of reading this book, I thought, God, this is really, you know, there's a lot of, like,
explicit sexual scenes,
yes,
in it, right?
It's,
okay,
it's like,
let's just say it. There is, it's sadomasochism, it's domination, it's things being done to people you just don't read in today's paper.
There is a love story entwined in the book. It's a woman. There are not multiple partners. There is a woman that is involved who, you know, saved her virginity while till she was in college, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the deal is that I think the outrage began for us, and we're going to be talking about that. We want you to be thinking about it. We want you to look it up on, if you don't have it or if you've not heard about it, because it is a number one Times.
New York Times, number one bestseller.
And, of course, there's a trilogy, and, of course, we know that it's going to be made into a movie soon. Some people feel like the girl with the dragon tattoo. There was a scene in that was very explicit as well.
But this isn't about censorship. It's got nothing to do with censorship. I know people are going to think that, but it's got nothing to do with censorship. I don't care, and you don't care what people read. If you're an adult, read anything you want. Rub yourself with grape jam and have your loved one, whatever the sex, chase you around the house with a wet towel. I don't care. It's none of my business.
That's an interesting visual.
Well, it is.
But whatever you want to do behind closed doors is your business, okay?
But here's the thing: this is what started it, and let me tell you what happens. And we're going to have a whole, you know, at 8 o'clock we're going to be talking about the whole segment. But this is what happened when I went and bought the book. I'm standing there, and it's right there in the front of Barnes and Noble. Barnes and Noble. I mean, this is a place that has fundraisers for kids and everything. And I'm standing there, and I pick up the book. I hadn't read it. And I see two 13- or 14-year-old girls or 12-year-old girls leaning up against the wall, sitting down, reading the book. So as I walk out and I look at what the book, I open it up like halfway through, and there's a number of words that that immediately get your attention.
It's kind of like when you say don't smoke or don't touch that because you'll get burned. It inspires somebody, or it pushes your buttons to want to do that. Go ahead.
But the so I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, well, this is a pretty graphic book. And I buy the book and I'm walking out, and the kids are still there, and I'm walking out and I'm thinking, well, they probably shouldn't be at that age reading this. But then again, I think, well, okay. I mean, I was just, you know, how you start to process things through. We left for a week, and I came back, and I was thinking about it because Linda said, you know, this book is...
I gave it to you.
It's sexually... Yeah, and which I didn't read after I read the first two or three chapters. To me, it was a little, you know... Anyway, it didn't interest me. But I came back, and I went to Barnes & Noble, and this is what happened. Well, we're going to tell you that right after we get back from this break. I'll tell you what happened at Barnes & Noble, and I'll tell you what all these things that are going on now and what people can do to make a stand and make a statement. We'll be right back. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out, scoop, all gone, like it never happened.
Ah, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:45 in the morning. It's June the 18th, 530-605-4567. I need some input from you all. And KCNR1460.com is the way we're streaming. This portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. You know, Bob and Judy have had that place since 1985, November 20th, 1985. And they will sharpen saws, knives, router bits, axes, chainsaws, you name it, they've got it. And they will sharpen it, and they will also make bandsaw blades made to order while you wait. Not, you know, come back in 2 weeks, while you wait. They do great work. They give great service. They're a part of our community. Go down and visit them at 6915 Eastside Road, Building 6 in Anderson, or give them a call at 530-365-1479. What can I say? They do wonderful work. Go down there, get anything you need sharpened, sharpened. R&B sharpening. All right, let's go on back to this. So what happened is I went in to see the manager, and I said, you know, I'm really big into the First Amendment. We have a radio show. I didn't say that right away. I just said, I really believe in the First Amendment. I believe people should be able to read. I believe people should be able to write. You know, I mean, but what I have a problem with is you've got those books right there in front when there's children reading them, and they are very sexually explicit novels. Very. And she said, well, we don't have anything to say about, and I'm not giving their names because, and you'll find out why. She says, well, we don't have anything to say about where they're placed. It comes from the big company. I said, well, can't you put a sign up that says adults only or adult reading material so you can, you know, so people can see that? Well, we have to get permission from the company to put a sign up. And I said, but nobody's watching these. I mean, anybody can, well, we're not there to tell kids what to read. You're right, ma'am. You're right. And you're not there to tell kids to smoke a cigarette. And you're not there to tell kids not to take a shot of Jack Daniels. And you're not there to tell kids that to put a pistol in their hands of a child. But there are laws. There are things that are right and things are wrong. You don't sell kids booze. You don't sell them medical marijuana
or porn.
Or porn. You don't sell it to them. There's a law. And yet you're providing it to them, access to them. And as the woman says, she says, I wouldn't let my son read this. Well, you're not going to let your son read this, but you're going to let other kids that walk in here, because the parents may be in another part of the store reading the cookbook, and their kid's over here, he's 12 years old, he's 13 years old, and he's reading about tying somebody up, spanking them, whipping them, and then having sex with them. That's okay. Well, she said, well, I'm going to call, you know what, I'm going to call our head office. All right, that's fair. Call them and see if do something about it. There's got to be something done. And again, it is not the content. I could care less. It's making it available for children. Barnes & Noble. Come on, Barnes & Noble. Well, she's going to call me back that day. Well, a week goes by. I haven't got a phone call back. So I wandered on down there Thursday afternoon, and the books were still there. No markings on them, but they had added something. And I have photos of it. Right next to the books were Disney books on sale, 25% off. So now your kids can go over there, look at the Disney books, take three steps over and read porn. Sexually explicit books. And I went this time, and I went, oh. You know, I didn't even bother. I called back and I talked to a different manager, and I said, you know what? You know, I came in a couple of weeks ago. He said you were going to, talk to your head guys. And then this manager says, well, you know, we can't tell kids what to read. No, you can't. But you can warn the parents that this is adult material. You don't have to have it next to the Disney books and the I Love Chatty Cathy books. It doesn't have to be within 3 feet of them. I mean, come on. And then she agreed that she wouldn't want her kids to be reading this. Well, I said, well, what you're doing is you're allowing the other kids to do it. Well, okay. So what happens then if you come to an impasse like this? I'll tell you as soon as we get back from these messages.
What are you gonna do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
High Stakes Bingo is back in action at Wind River Casino. Don't miss Bingo's $25,000 hot summer blowout on Friday, June 29th. Over $25,000 must go. All jackpots must go. Speed Bonanza and Pick 8. 20 regular games pay $1,199. Paper $35. PhDs $99. Play our hottest new games, Triple Try, Bingo, and Super Bingo, for a chance to win $10,000. Over $100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month. You only have to be 18 to play. Don't like to dodge? Let the machine do the work for you and try our hands-free electronic bingo. Plus, 10 lucky winners will be selected to share $2,000 in cash and a personal barbecue grill. Who says you can't win them all? It's more than just a game. It's high-stakes Indian bingo. So grab your friends and play Bingo's $25,000 hot summer blowout on Friday, June 29th. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com and check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's better on the river.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR 1460 AM.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460, 7:53 in the morning, June the 18th. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning.
I don't
know.
Is this going to be pressing your buttons? We're talking about a book that is out.
It's not even the book. It could be Book X. It's got nothing to do with that, though, really, does it?
It's about a New York Times best book-selling book. Okay, all right. Called 50 Shades of Grey. There's 50 Shades of Grayer and 50 Shades of Dark. It's a trilogy. And, you know, going back, doing a little back.
Bob's downloading to his Kindle right now.
Is that, I kept hearing about this book written by a woman. She's like a soccer mom, and it's really pressing the boundaries on lots of things. So, okay, adults. I can understand. Read the book, whatever you decide. You know, sometimes you get some really steamy things in just regular, you know, novels, romance novels. You get some really steamy love scenes. But this is a really, I think, bringing a bondage and, you know, pretty much hardcore into the mainstream, which is for adults. You know, I think, as an adult, you can wrap your head around the fact that, well, you know, I've heard about that. You know, I've never heard about that, but okay. But what we're talking about here is that this book is for sale at a mainstream bookstore on a rung that's at the bottom where kids are reading it.
It's right next to where the kids' books are, all right? It's right next to where the kids' books were. Well, after I call, and they are not going to do anything about it. So what do you do when that happens? Okay, I told him, okay, well, you might as well start listening because Monday we're going to talk about it. But that's still not enough. I called. You know, there's one group of people here, whether you agree with them or not, but when you call them and say, hey, something's going on, They step into it. So I called the Reading Tea Party. And that's all it took. I said, this is what's going on. I may be wrong. You may want to check it. Well, the leadership all went down there. They saw it. They started calling their other people, the Reading Christian School out in Palo Cedro. One of the mothers was so shocked by it because they do fundraisers there that she didn't believe it. She drove all the way in. She looks, and she could not believe it. There's Disney books. There's Disney books right next to these. I mean right next to them, my friends, right here in River City. That's that's porn with pee in it. Rhymes with tree. We got trouble. Okay. Right here in River City. Anyway, so.
So you have, there you got Sleeping Beauty.
You've got all these children's books right next to 50 Shades of Grey.
Then you have, if you opened up a page, it would be like, the only way you love me is to
beat
spank me.
Is to beat me.
So okay. Where does that confuse a, we're talking about shaping the minds of our future are our children.
And we're going to have, like, Dr. Patty Bay, a psychologist, is coming in to talk about this because we called her too and said, hey, should we get upset about this? And her first answer out of her mouth is, oh, yeah. So she's going to come in and talk about this. But here's the bottom line. After calling people, people started calling Barnes and Noble. They said, we do not like this. This isn't right. So Barnes and Noble, after saying, well, hey, what, you know what, we can't move these books, they moved the books. So they're out of the children's section. They moved them out of the children's section. They put them up on shelves. But where did they put the books? They put them bestsellers, right? Right next. And we've got photos have been sent to us. I mean, not that you need photos, but we're going to probably put them up just for the humor of it. Is they put them right next to the teen bestsellers. So now you have 50 Shades of Grey bestseller next to teen bestsellers. So that if they move their hand an inch over this way, they have sexually explicit. So did we get them to move? Yes. Did they move them to a spot when it's kind of a we moved, but look where we put it to? You know, we're going to be calling them again today about that. But here's the bottom line, my friends. You know, it's not censorship. It's what's the right thing? Should children just have, should books be available? We don't make cigarettes available. We don't make drugs available to children. We don't make booze available. We don't make this stuff available to children. There's reasons for that. So how can you put books out there that are sexually explicit? Some people call them porn. I don't. I just say that, you know what, they're sexually explicit books. You know, porn is what you say porn is. Porn could be anything.
Well, you can remember as a child if you read something that really shaped your mind or helped you, you know, made you think about something. Like, I know a lot of people, Catcher in the Rye was this book that they read when they were young.
Absolutely. There's a big brouhaha about that. And
yes.
There's other books there. Like, you know, there's other books that, but they're up in the adult reading section. They're marked. These weren't even marked. They were next to the 25% off the Disney books. And I swear to you, you could take two steps and you could have a Disney book in one hand and you could have domination in the other, you know, which of course maybe that's what Snow White was about and I just missed it.
Well,
okay, maybe not.
Okay, so I'm sitting
anyway.
Here. No, well, we're talking
actually,
about
a lot of those fairy tales, if you follow them back.
Yeah, they're really weird. They're very scary.
They're
okay?
Dark. They're very dark.
They're dark.
And a lot of our nursery,
but they weren't so explicitly dark.
Our nursery rhymes are very dark if you really start to
yeah, but
take
Humpty Dumpty was not wrapped up in leather and spanked until he fell, okay? I don't care what you say. Humpty Dumpty did not have a leather bustier
no,
on.
No, he was not flogged.
He was not pushed off
here.
The wall.
He was not flogged.
He was not flogged, and he fell off the wall
but
that
we
way.
We have Patty Bay with us this morning. We're really excited.
And she just spit her coffee out when she heard about Humpty going down.
She is a leading psychologist in the North State, and she's written several books. And here is an expert that deals with people on a regular basis. What happens, there's a certain point when a mind, you know, what we consider, you know, you start driving at 16, some people think that's too young. There's certain, you know, things that you're able to do in the state of California where you can't do other states. But here's the reality. As your mind develops, are you ready to take on this kind of information? Is it harmful? Is it not harmful? Should you just let, at a certain age, just let someone be able to be exposed to these things? If they read it with your children, should you talk about it? We're going to be talking about these things with Patty Bay when we come back after these messages. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And we're going to be coming back, like you said, with Patty Bay after the news. And we're going to be finishing this up. We got a whole lot of people chatting. Tell us what you think. 530-605-4567.
News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Wisconsin hasn't gone Republican since voting for Reagan in 84. Mitt Romney's hoping to change that. Holding a rally there right now. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Mitt Romney is in Janesville, Wisconsin, a city hard hit by the recession, losing its GM plant. Joining the presumptive GOP candidate is Governor Scott Walker, who defended his seat against a recall challenge. Republicans think Walker's success could help Romney this fall, and the candidate seems confident.
I think President Obama had just put this in his column. He just assumed from the very beginning Wisconsin was going to be his. But you know what? We're going to win Wisconsin. We're going to get the White House.
Romney heads to Davenport and Dubuque, Iowa later today. Dave?
And Jennifer, the day after Greeks voted to back the bailout, the winners have 3 days to form a coalition government.
It's estimated Greece will run out of cash in less than a month, and the new government will try to negotiate a new bailout deal with the EU that at least gives Greece more breathing room.
Fox Business Network's Ashley Webster in Athens. Worry about Spain and Italy's debt is tempering some optimism about Greece. And on Wall Street, we are now seeing the Dow down 16 points. Will there be an Islamic president in Egypt? The votes are still being counted as the military rulers take more control. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Middle East Bureau.
If you go by the Muslim Brotherhood, Dave, it's a yes. They're claiming their candidate, Mohamed Morsi, has won. Many of his supporters are out in Tahrir Square celebrating. But official results won't be released till Thursday. His opponent, Ahmed Shafiq, is disputing the early claim to victory. Whoever it may be, Egypt's ruling military generals have repeated their promise to hand over power at the end of the month, despite announcing an interim constitution just as polls closed that gives them the authority to tighten their grip on power, Dave.
Emily, prosecutors are dropping one count against Jerry Sandusky in his child sex abuse case, but the ex-Penn State coach still faces 51 charges. He molested 10 boys. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. Cudatel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because Cudatel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, Cudatel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit Cudatel.com for a free evaluation. That's Cudatel.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose SafeLight.
World leaders are focused on the Greek and European debt crisis at the G27 in Los Cabos, Mexico, where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live.
And the feeling that Europe must solve its own economic issues isn't shared by everybody.
This notion that Europe's problem is Europe's problem to fix, no.
That's Harold McGraw III, the CEO of McGraw-Hill and vice president of the International Chamber of Commerce.
You're having too much influence on the rest of the world growth, and we've got to get back to trying to figure out how we're going to stabilize it.
Of course, one-on-one diplomacy also a big part of this gathering. President Obama meeting with Mexican President Calderon at this hour, and later he meets with Russian President Putin and German Chancellor Merkel. Dave?
Now, Rich, that meeting with President Putin could be a big issue of Syria on the table. There are more reports of gunfire today, and the UN observers are now no longer going out on missions as violence in Syria escalates. It's going to be hot and windy in Colorado today. Not good for crews still battling a giant wildfire.
The fire near Fort Collins now covers more than 56,000 acres. Record high temperatures and high winds today are expected to spread it even further. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper says it actually started when lightning hit a huge tree.
It's a tall,
aging conifer. You can see that it's missing a lot of the branches on the lower part. Large part of the trunk has been severed away from it.
And amazingly, that tree is still standing, even though 181 homes surrounding it have been destroyed. Thousands remain out of their homes, with another 500 people warned to be ready to leave quickly. In Fort Collins, Brenda Stewart, Fox News Radio.
FAA investigators are trying to figure out why a glider crashed into a field 40 miles west of Houston, Texas yesterday, killing three family members, one of them a three-year-old boy. The plane went into a nosedive, the glider did, almost immediately after it was released by a towing aircraft. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. And Carl and about 8:05 in the morning, June the 18th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live with KCNR1460.com. Hop in our chat room, as so many of you have. Gosh, what's the weather going to be like today?
Hot.
Real
well,
hot.
Yeah, okay.
It's not going to be as hot as yesterday, though.
It's going to get to 92 degrees today with temperatures around 62 tonight. Of course, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Oh, and they're having music this weekend.
Yes, they are.
You know, they had a great big weekend here with the Father's Day. It was a huge success up there. Give them a call at 474-5546 if
Absolutely.
You want to get to your reservations, because a lot of times you need reservations up there. They got a big lunch menu, too. When I was up there the other day, the whole place was filled up for lunch.
And pizza.
This was a Tuesday.
Pizza on Thursday nights.
Pizza on Thursday nights. That's right.
Their outdoor pizza oven is fabulous.
We're going to be talking about today. We've got people on the lines. We've got a bunch of things we're going to be doing. But we're going to be talking this for this next hour. What happened is that Barnes & Noble, we went in there, and I'm going to synthesize this very quickly, is went to Barnes & Noble to buy a book called 50 Shades of Grey. Linda had heard about it, and she said, look, it seems like it's a number one bestseller, and it's got all, you know, everybody's talking about it. I'd like to get it for my birthday. Okay, fine. I walk into Barnes & Noble. It's in the front of the store. It's on a card table, or something like a card table about that high, and it's stacked six deep. And I know it's two kids over there, 12, 13, girls, sitting up against the wall reading this book. I pick up the book. I get into the exit line. I open up. I look at it. I realize that we're into bondage and domination and S&M and leather and spankings and all this. And I closed it. And that was just on one page. And I closed it up and went to another page. And it was even getting better than that. So I closed it again and I walked out. But I was thinking about it all the time we were gone. And I thought, well, this is kind of strange that children should have access to this. So I come back to Barnes & Noble when I get back and said, you know what? I don't care what people read. I don't care. My wife doesn't care. Our friends don't care what people read. But when you leave it, when you leave access to it to children, I do start having a problem then. We don't leave access to tobacco, drugs, even the medical marijuana people say, no, they shouldn't be touching this, you know. And you can't even send, a kid can't even go to a tanning bed with a parent's permission, yet they have access to this. So I went in and talked to him about it. Oh, you know, we can't do anything. It's Barnes & Noble. We can't even put an adults-only sign. We can't do this. We can't do that. I wouldn't want my kids to read it. You know, blah, blah, blah. And I went, okay. But we're going to call the head office there, and I'll get you an answer, which they didn't do. So a week later, I come back. I walk in there. Now it's the same spot, but next to it is the kids' books on sale. I mean, literally next to it, 25% off on Disney books. Okay, poke me in the eye. Let's see what happens. So we started calling people. Well, anyway, the bottom result on that was that they did move the books. They put the books up on the shelves under bestseller, but they put them right next to teen bestsellers. That's like, ha ha ha, we moved it, but we put it right next to the teenagers. Yeah, 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 we're Barnes & Noble. What are we going to do? So one of the people that we've got on the line here, Elizabeth, good morning.
Yep, Elizabeth,
good morning. Okay,
right.
Elizabeth, you need to call back because you missed, you know what? That was a perfect segue for you, Elizabeth.
Okay, well, our guest this morning with us that's sitting here, of course, we've got a caller waiting, but right with this, that's going to be here this morning for this hour is Dr. Patricia Bay, because we called, we've got lots to cover, but we must honor our Wells Fargo market moment. What's going on, Susan Eastman?
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, the markets are indecisive this morning amid concerns that Greece's election results may not be enough to calm the Eurozone debt crisis. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 25 points at 12,742. The S&P 500 is off a point at 1342. The NASDAQ Composite is up 6 points at 2879. Some of the day's biggest movers, Verizon's positive 51 cents, trading at $44.06. General Electric down 13 cents at $19.87. Home Depot positive 36 cents at $52.23. Local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's positive 14 cents at $69.62 per share. AT&T up 22 cents at $35.93. Treasury prices are higher along the curve. The 10-year note is price yield 1.56%. And taking a look at commodities, gold is down $5.20 at $1,622. Silver's off 20 cents at $28. Crude oil down a dollar, trading at $83 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. You want some information, you want good information, you want the right answer, you go down to Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive, and you see Susan and Josh and the people down there. They're going to give you the straight scoop. We can't say enough about them. All right, let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth.
Good morning. I'm sorry I hung up on myself.
It was a perfect segue is that we started the, we started the fight. We handed it over to you all. Jumped into it. At least they moved the books. But they moved them right next to the teen sellers.
They did. And, I got a call from you. Fortunately, I was at Target, and I was able to go right over and take a look at what you had called me about. And I took my own pictures, and I complained to the manager on staff. And I have to tell you and everybody that's listening that I let them know that they messed with the wrong community. And, we're fighters here. And then Erin and her husband Bill went out and took a look and called friends of theirs, and so we have been sending this far and wide. And it's not like we're advocating that people don't read what they want to read.
It's not censorship.
You can read whatever you want to read.
This is not censorship.
No, not at all. But
this is vocation.
But we've got to put aside all of the perceived slights and. This amendment and that amendment and our personal rights and this and that and the other, and get back down to the basics. We need to take care of our kids. And we know that our kids are losing their innocence earlier and earlier. And we as a community need to take care of our children. And they don't need to have access to that type of reading material. When they're of an age where they can make an informed decision for themselves, fine. But as parents and aunts and uncles and grandparents and the village that's supposed to be raising our children, we simply need to not make that type of thing accessible to them.
Well, that was the bottom line. It had nothing to do with the book. It had to do with accessibility. And
exactly.
And I don't have children at home anymore, but I know there are people that as soon as they saw it, they realized they were doing fundraisers there, and their kids were all walking around had access to this, and they didn't know it because most people didn't know that it was such an erotic book.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, my child's over there reading this book. It's in the children's section. It must be okay.
The pictures that I took show the books, and about a foot and a half away are Monopoly and Checkers.
Yeah, I've got photos of it, of the Disney books for sale. I mean, they're all there. Anyway, hey, what's going on with the
tonight
people
at the Reading Tea Party, 2570 South Bonneview Road at the Destiny Fellowship Church, 6:00. We are going to be showing a short video from our Shasta County Board of Supervisors meeting from last week. We had a group of patriots that went to the meeting and talked to the Board of Supervisors about the possibility of making those meetings available and accessible on video 24/7, very similar to what our City Council does. Their meetings are at 9:00 on Tuesday mornings, and a lot of people just can't make those meetings. But the decisions that are made there affect the same people that are not always able to go to the meetings.
Right.
And there's a very slight window of opportunity for folks to go to Channel 11 to see those videos, but there's a real short window. So it's a real interesting video to watch the response from the city, from the Board of Supervisors.
is a little bit telling, so I encourage people to come and check that out. We're also going to be showing a video highlighting some of the sheriffs that will be attending the sheriff's event in Tehama County on Saturday. And if you have not attended one of these, I highly encourage everyone to do so. We have a group of sheriffs from all of our surrounding counties that are literally on the road, traveling from county to county, community to community, and talking about the status of their community, the economics, the battles that they're facing, what they're trying to do to take care of their citizens.
Okay, that's going to be Saturday.
And we'll be showing pictures from Barnes & Noble, and we'll be talking about that as well.
Well, you know what, I'd like, you know what, moving it to, we're going to, well, we have Dr. Patricia Bay here. She's going to be talking about this. Like I said, we called an expert, and, you know, and there was no hesitation on her part. She, this
great.
Is
well,
this is something we need to talk about.
Thank you for all you do. We appreciate being on your radio station. We love your involvement in the community. You're a great example of what Reading's all about.
You got to take a stand, you know? I mean,
yeah.
you know what, it is the, you know what?
Thank
you can't
Elizabeth,
back down,
for,
but thank you so much.
For being
you
great
all
soldiers.
Do, yeah, you all too.
Now you're right there with us. Thank you.
All right.
Have a great week.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Dr. Patricia Bay is with us, and we're going to get right to her as soon as we get back from these messages. Carl and Linda Bach.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Signs. That's right. Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
We all know music is what gets you on the dance floor, but it's the entertainment that keeps you there. When it's time for your next party or major event, call Music by Robert, your entertainment professional. Over 25 years of quality and experience, Music by Robert. Weddings, 347-4500. Graduations, birthday parties, 347-4500. Retirement parties, anniversary parties, 347-4500. Get it. Call 347-4500 when planning your next party or special event. Music by Robert.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go there. They've got the finest walk-in humidor. They have Espresso Joes. And I promise you, if there was a pack of cigarettes on the counter where a kid could get to them and they got to them, they'd be all over them. Our guest is Dr. Patricia Bay.
And you can go to patriciabay.com.
and our
read her novels,
psychologist,
read her books.
Extraordinaire,
expert,
author, counselor.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Linda.
Superhero.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Okay, we've got just a few seconds here. I mean, a few minutes, and we got to get back on schedule. We're behind schedule here, but we called you last week, last Friday, in fact, and said, are we being like, you know, is this something we should pursue? Is this something that is this just something we're just looking at and going, gosh, you know, this is not right?
And I had you read my book. Yeah. I gave my
That's
book
right.
to you.
You handed me book one of this.
That's right. And you jumped right back in. And your thoughts on this?
Well, and I read all three books. In fact, I've got just a couple chapters left of the third one. And the books are well written to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
So they're compelling books. They make you want to keep reading them, not putting them down. But what I thought was really important about this series is it's being marketed as kind of a teen book, like the Twilight series. And if you've read Twilight, it's very interesting. It really makes you want to read all of them. And the scenes in there with relationship building in terms of the main characters are awesome because they build relationship, they build communication, they show them kissing and things like that, but it always stops short of anything more advanced than that, which is very appropriate for teenagers. In this book series, they don't do that. They not only don't stop short, but they go way into advanced kind of sexuality things that are way beyond what we want our young teens to know. And our teenagers are very, very educated, and they're very worldly in a lot of ways in terms of looking at the internet and things they can get their hands on and read. But it would be nice if we didn't put it right on the front shelf of Barnes & Noble's for them to grab it. I want to give you a really good example. I was speaking with my 17-year-old niece last week, and I asked her if she had heard about these books. And she said, no, I haven't heard about them. And I said, well, let me tell you why I would want you not to read them. And she is very, very bright, 4.3 average, AP student in high school, a voracious reader. And I said to her, you know, you're 17 years old, and you're just coming into your sexuality as a young woman, and I wouldn't want this to be your roadmap. Maybe when you're older, after you've really developed who you are as a sexual woman, you might want to experience more things or learn about more things. But right now, I'd like you to find out who you are all by yourself. And she really listened to me. We had a really good intellectual conversation about it. And I said, I'm not telling you don't read these books. I'm telling you why, as your aunt, someone who loves you, as a psychologist, why I don't think it'd be good for you as a person to read them. And she really listened to me.
Well, we have to take a break, and our guest is Dr. Patricia Bay. We're talking about the book, 50 Shades of Grey. My curious question is, you know, can you imagine your 8-year-old who was at Barnes & Noble's and picked up 50 Shades of Grey and went down the list and said, Mommy, did Daddy make that kind of list for you?
Hmm.
What's on that list? We'll talk about it when we get
or
back.
Or, Mommy, what's a blank blank?
Yeah.
And we can say blank blank a lot.
Be right back.
A whole lot.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kurt Taylor, and let's set your appointment today, 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose SafeLight.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership serving Reading and the surrounding areas. You know what? They're your neighbors. They're our neighbors. They're going to give you a great deal. They're going to take great pride in the vehicles they sell, either brand new or previously owned. They've got a car, truck, or SUV for everybody. And then they're going to service it. I can't tell you how well, when I bring my F-150 in there to get its 30,000 miles, whatever it is, how well they take care of it. They, you know, that how I feel like when I drive out of there that there's nothing to worry about from Crown Motors because they do take care of it. Go down, have a great, great experience with the men and women from Reading Crown Motors. Give them a call or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call, 223-2177. That's Reading Crown Motors. Our guest is Dr. Patricia Bay. We're talking about, you know, it started out, we're talking about the location of books that are erotic, you know, adult, obviously adult, sexually explicit books, where the children can get to them, not just where they can get to them, but where the children's books are. I mean, who in their bright mind of Barnes & Noble, and this, as they say, is comes from higher headquarters, they don't care. They don't care where they put the books. It wasn't until there was a concerted effort by a lot of people that said this is wrong that they moved the books from the children's books where they were. Okay, now these are sexually explicit books in the children's book section. Moved them from there, so now they're in a shelf that says bestsellers right next. I mean right next. In the same shelf to teen best sellers. Come on, Barnes & Noble. You're sitting there just laughing at us, aren't you? Dr. Patricia Bay, am I making too big a thing of this?
No, I don't think you're making too big a thing of it. I think we need to be sure that people understand the difference between censorship. We're not saying don't read the books or that they shouldn't be out there. They're good books in a lot of ways. We're saying don't make them readily accessible to children to mistake for books that they could be reading without harm. The books being on the shelves right next to Twilight books or things like that, they're not the same caliber of books. And it's really easy to mistake these 50 Shades books for the Twilight series because the cover is very benign. It looks very drama-oriented, not sexual-oriented.
It's like Phantom of the Opera-ish.
It
kind
does.
Of feeling like, ooh, what's in there?
So parents should have something on there. At least they know that it's an adult book. I mean, that was the other thing I said. You know, at least you can do is put, like, adult reading material.
Right.
And, you know, so at least the parents know that, you know, that if their kid's over there, they can see the sign and can make a beeline over and grab them.
Parental guidance suggested, just like we do with our movies.
If this were a movie, it would have to be X-rated. Maybe if they really did the movie like the book, it'd have to be triple X-rated.
Okay.
And there's books, just about all they do is sex.
Curious.
I'm in book three, and I actually skip sections of the book now because I'm so tired of watching them put it on.
Okay, we've got 2 minutes. We've got 2 minutes to the break.
Oh, more sex!
We've got 2 minutes to the break. Let's go to the phone. Seth, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Fine. Are we overreacting on this thing?
No, I don't think so at all. As a parent, I was just wondering what the doctor's opinion was. Books like the Hunger Games series, which is related to, which is given out toward teens in regards to, that has a lot of killing, teens killing other teens, and the marketing of that toward teenagers and everything, whether you take it as the sexual component of the book or the violence component of the book, is one different than the other in where it's located in a store.
Good question.
I agree with you, Seth, on a lot of levels there. I read the Hunger Games series and was disturbed by the level of intense violence in those books. They did keep the sexuality in more of a Twilight series kind of venue, but the violence was horrendous. And I personally didn't go see the movie because I don't like that kind of violence. I'm the type of person that'll have nightmares. And that book is very violent.
What did you think, Seth?
Well, I wouldn't but allow my kids to see the Hunger Games movie right now, but I definitely wouldn't let them read a book or anything like that. I would say that there's all sorts of things in life where you're just walking down the street and your kids see something and react to it, and you kind of just like, well, that's not appropriate to you. You know, we'll talk about that later, or we will discuss that when we get home, not in the grocery store per se. But, no, I think you have a very valid point in regards to where Barnes & Noble's put the books. I just wondered what we don't seem to have the same reaction toward a book like The Hunger Games, which deals with society. Killing another society.
We get more incensed by sex than we do by violence. You're right.
But that should be a part of it, too. Okay, Seth, great
phone
call. We've got to run.
Thank you, Seth.
All right, we've got to take a break there. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, our guest, Dr. Patricia Bay, we're talking about availability of porn to your children in major bookstores.
Fox News Radio, I'm Kirsten McNary. World leaders in Los Cabos, Mexico for the G20 summit with a focus on the European debt crisis.
The International Monetary Fund hopes to see some G20 nations increase their contributions, but some, like the U.S., don't want that money to just morph into a de facto European bailout. As for President Obama, he'll be looking for more robust measures from the better-off European nations.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. The post-election transition of power in Egypt stalled.
I was over at the Egyptian parliament. The army has surrounded it. They have padlocked the doors, and they say they are not allowing the democratically elected members of the parliament inside. The army keeps saying, we want to give power to a democratically elected government, but whenever the people democratically elect somebody, the army just keeps taking the power away. And the question is, will the people once again rise up and go ahead and revolt?
Fox's Leland Vittard in Cairo. Fox News. We report, you decide.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. 5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Big Bike Weekend in KCNR 1460 presents the Rubber Side Down Safety Seminar, Tuesday, June 19th at the Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. This free seminar will help you be safe on the road. All participants are entered into a drawing for motorcycle training from the Motorcycle Institute in Red Bluff. Also get entered to win a custom paint job from Longhair Collision Works. The Rubber Side Down Safety Seminar, Tuesday, June 19th at Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. with bike washing at 5 p.m. Brought to you by Big Bike Weekend, KCNR 1460, the Reading Motorcycle Officers Group, the Reading Police Department, and the Motorcycle Training Institute.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. Welcome today, 8:34 in the morning. It is the 18th of June, Father's Day. All you fathers, happy Father's Day.
Yesterday,
and of course we celebrate life. And part of celebrating, well, what's the circle? What's the hand movement?
The hand movement is part of the circle is celebrating Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Who's bringing us this segment of the show? DC Tim and the Man in Black down there. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, great haircuts, great times. Take a step back in time. Man's
Logan's
last stronghold.
Too.
Man's last stronghold. Yeah, that's right.
Logan.
Bay goes down there, too. In fact, we all talk about that. We tell stories about each other, especially about his little orange tennis shoes he was wearing that one day that you made him take off. Okay, we're going to talk about that later. Okay, our guest is
Dr. Patricia Bay, and we've been welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
We'll look at these segments, and we've been talking about a book that was on the New York Times bestseller list. That is called 50 Shades of Grey, and then there's 50 Shades Darker or something. And there's a trilogy.
And 50 Shades Freed.
Right. And we were discussing about, let's talk about, the fact that if a young child, 8, 9, 10, is in Barnes & Noble, or let's even say that it's out at a neighbor's house or something, the mind of a child and being developed when they can read subjects on bondage, what it is to be flogged or spanked, and the eroticism of going into an engaged sexual relationship that goes on this level. What happens to a child that reads that? And maybe it spurs something in them.
We don't want to sexualize our children too early. It's one of the things that happens with sexual molest. When a child is sexualized before they step into their own hormones, it's not good for their psyche. It's not good for their development. They become highly eroticized too early. So we're not just talking about our 8- or 9-year-olds reading a book like this. They wouldn't understand it, but do you want your 8- or 9-year-old coming up and saying, Mommy, do you know what a blank-blank is?
Yeah.
And a sex toy. I mean, that would be horrible. It's our 12 and 13-year-olds who are just stepping into their sexuality and their hormones are just beginning to really start rising. We don't want them becoming anchored to this kind of sexuality. This is how fetishes are developed. When people are anchored to something sexually as they're stepping into their sexuality, they can become anchored to needing that for arousal. And you want your 12 or 13-year-old to be anchored to bondage or to something severe, something real extreme in their sexuality. No. And would that happen to everybody? Absolutely not. But if it happens to a few of the kids out there, and then we have a group of 20 to 30-year-olds 10 years from now, this is the mainstream, this is the norm. Like violence, like the caller Seth said earlier, violence has become the norm. Do we want bondage and erotica and severe, extreme sexuality become the norm for a group of our young adults?
And this is the perfect time for you to give us a call here. Our listener is 605-4567. That's 605-4567. I bet you this radio show today is going to start a conversation with parents and their children. Like, what are you reading? What's hidden between your mattresses?
Well, that do people still do that? People say, well, the guys, they got access to the internet. Absolutely. Of course children have access to the internet. But again, it's up to the parents to put restrictions on that internet. I mean, just because it's there doesn't mean it's okay. Everybody talks about, predators being on the internet. Well, how do you prevent predators getting to your children? Well, it's because then you know what your children are going to. You know the sites they're going to. But you have the right to put restrictions on your children. What we were doing with this is that adults, unless they knew what the book was, did not have the wherewithal to put a restriction on their child right there.
So you're
just
saying,
they don't read it.
You're not saying don't have the booze in the house. What you're saying is put a lock on the liquor cabinet.
Well, it's like anything. You don't leave a pack of cigarettes on the counter in a place that's, tobacco and brew does not sell cigarettes or make them available to children.
And Barnes & Noble doesn't have Playboys and Penthouses out on their front table next to the Disney books.
They don't.
No.
But they have this one, which if a child, and again, we're not talking about 8-year-olds. People go, well, 8-year-olds, wouldn't they be bored? Well, yeah, you're right. I imagine they'd be bored. But it's the 12 and 13 and 14-year-olds that read it that aren't bored. Now they've got questions. And these are questions that can be brought up to their parents if they will talk to them. But the bottom line was the placement of these books in the middle of the children's aisle from Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. And how they weren't going to change it until the public stood up and said, this is wrong. And gosh, guess what? They can change it. It's like anything. You have a right to say, this is wrong. This needs to be fixed.
It's quite simply inappropriate product placement.
And we're going to take a break on that.
We're going to come back and talk about some of the comments we're having in the chat room. That is interesting in itself. We'll be right back after these messages, KCNR 1460.
What are you gonna do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Reading Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Reading, just off of I-5. And Reading Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Reading Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
coming, not the car washing suds.
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:45 in the morning, June the 18th. We're talking about product placement.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, Dr. Patricia Bay is our guest, and of course Linda and I are here. And it has to do with the placement of very sexually explicit books in the middle of the children's aisle. Mm-hmm. And next to the ones, you know, next to the little games they have there, and then the Disney books that are on sale at Barnes & Noble, and then complaining about it. And so, you know, it wasn't enough for one person to complain, but when a bunch of people complained, they moved the books. Hooray! But they moved them from the children, you know, elementary type children, to the right next to the teen bestsellers. That's their way of Barnes & Noble saying, yeah, this is where we move it to. Well, guess what, Barnes & Noble? Maybe this isn't over yet. But let's go to the phones. Anne, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question. I don't believe, I understand that when you're in the military and you're given an order, you are to follow that order. I'm kind of puzzled by these employees at Barnes & Noble. Why can't they make a decision within the store? I don't care if it's corporate move or if it's the role of the corporation to tell them where they can put the books and where they can't. But I think some of these employees need to take a stand, make a decision, move the books to a more appropriate area. And then if they do suffer repercussions from corporate, then I think the public needs to question corporate and ask them what their intention was to have the books placed where they were. Were they trying to sell more books? I believe Barnes & Noble is in a bit of financial difficulty, and I just really wonder what their motive was. But I think it's time for those employees to take a stand and say, hey, let's move these to a more appropriate area.
Well, you know, both of the managers I talked to said they wouldn't let their children read it. And one didn't have children, but she said that she wouldn't not let her children read this. The other one had a 15-year-old son, would not let him read it. Yet it was okay to put it there. But I think you're right, Ann, is that sometimes people need to take a stand and say, you know what, this isn't right. We shouldn't put it here. And if the head company is saying put it here, we're going to get repercussions. So we're going to avoid that by putting it back where the adult stuff is. There's nothing wrong with, you know, people wanting to read the book. Absolutely.
Right.
It's the children. It's children making it accessible to the children and putting it right there next to the children's books. It's
yeah,
dumb.
You know, some parents actually let their kids, and I don't see anything wrong with this, but they encourage their kids to go to the bookstore.
Yes.
And pick
mm-hmm.
out some books. And when you have the trash next to the items that they should be looking at, age appropriate, you're really reluctant to send your kids to the bookstore any longer.
Right now it isn't really safe to send the kids to Barnes & Noble and say pick something out. And you have to censor it. And this brings up the other issue, Anne, and that's what we need to be aware of what our children are reading on Kindle. Because you can't see the cover on a Kindle or,
yep.
or an e-book.
Definitely.
And when I was reading this book on the airplane on my way to Arizona, I thought, ooh, and I kept it flat on my lap because as I'm reading it, I'm going, oh, this is embarrassing. And I was wishing it was on a Kindle.
Well, we've all, yes. Thank you so much for your
thank
call,
you.
Anne.
Yeah,
really.
thank you.
You know what? There's more to it. There's more to it than that. You know, there's people in here in the chat room saying, doesn't Barnes & Noble have a summer reading program? And here it is. When you go up there and you see the books right next to the top teen sellers next to these, they're it. So a teenager comes up, a 14 or 15-year-old comes up. Oh, and they're looking at top teen sellers, and they look at these other books. They just pick the book up because it's right next to it, and they start reading it.
Oh, well, like, and from the first chapter, it is. And we're not just talking about sex, you guys. You know, this is erotic, extreme sexuality, very advanced, explorative sort of things.
It's a
sadomasochism.
And domination.
Yes, and a lot of it, especially in book one, does not have very much relationship development. In fact, one of the things that bugs me by the end of the book is every time these two stars of the book get into a conversation, they stop talking and they end up going to their other activity, which they do a lot. They mm-hmm. do it a whole lot. In fact, so often that I skip through it now because it's boring. It's too much of it. But they don't develop, in book one, they don't develop enough of a relationship. And that's something we want our children to know, that their sexuality needs to come with relationship development, not just eroticism.
Our guest is Dr. Patricia Bay, who is a leading psychologist, and you can go to patriciabay.com where you can see books and articles that the doctor has written. She is a leading expert, and we're so pleased to have her with us today. It's like, okay, is this going to, people are going to go buy the book? You know, and the fact is, okay, let's say your kid did pick up the book and your kid read the book. Do you have a relationship with your kid to talk about what did you just read and what did it mean to you?
And then the parents have to know what they're talking about, because there's things in that book. I'm very well read. I hear a lot of stuff in my office, more than anybody ever knows. And there are times in that book I went,
What?
One of our
chat room says, well, you can tell because the kids are sitting there reading and giggling, and maybe that's it. But, you know, the bottom line is that to put things out like that shows little regard for the community. And, you know, and that, okay, and they were forced to move in it, so they put it up next to the teen books, which is another disregard for the community. And frankly, Barnes & Noble, I expect more from you guys. You have reading programs. You have fundraisers for schools and all this. And yet the people, you're leaving these things, you're not marking these, or at least giving it a point where the parents know.
Carl, let me tell you where I would like to see the books in Barnes & Noble.
Yes.
I'd like there to be an adult content section, and not something like you go through the curtains.
No,
and
nothing like
the
that.
Porn room. But an adult content section that is monitored by the employees. So it's either near the information booth or it's near, sort of near the front of the store, where they can see if young kids are over there in the adult content section. And they can gently and kindly move a child away from there and say, is your mom here or is your dad here? But some supervision. The employees know who's standing over there perusing the books. So when you have a young kid over there looking at them, they're monitoring.
Yeah, and they have it next to, like you said, the teen section, which we know that the Twilight series, how big the Twilight series was. And Patty, you came up with a really good point, that in the Twilight series, it is romance. They stop at a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
This pushes boundaries on so many levels that I think anybody who has really been in the big world and been all around all kinds of people doing all kinds of things, this is just, it's hardcore.
It's hardcore porn. If this were a movie, it'd be rated XXX.
Okay, we're going to take a break on that. Carl and the Bot, our guest, Dr. Patricia Bay, we're talking about product placement at Barnes & Noble and why they would put a sexually explicit book with the children's books, and then when they move it, put it right next to the teen bestsellers. It's kind of interesting how Barnes & Noble is trying to get to your kids and expose them to sexuality.
It's all about the bottom line.
Just a small town, yeah.
Your chances for fun in the sun for everyone are heating up to win in the group therapy swipe to win. Don't miss our $10,000 first chance drawing Thursday, June 28th at 8 o'clock. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win all month long. It's a pretty big deal. Our $10,000 first chance drawing Thursday, June 28th at 8 o'clock, where you could win a share of $10,000 cash, 20 winners, or free gas. For details on Wind River's group therapy swipe to win promotion, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the box. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson, established in Redding in 1977 by David and Robin Wright. In fact, tomorrow, Harley Davidson's going to be on the show at 8 o'clock. Ernie and Nathan are going to be here. We're going to be talking about Harleys. You can buy any type of Harley down there, any type of leather jackets, full range of accessories, clothing, and they will take care of your bike. They're going to take care of it, make sure it's safe, that it operates well, that it gets you back and forth the way it should be. They'll sell you bikes, they'll sell your bike for you. They'll trade them in. Financing's available. Head on out to 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Redding Harley Davidson. Experience the ride. Live the dream. We got an email from somebody. Let me finish this up. Okay, never mind. My computer just went down.
Tomorrow we have Eric Woodstrom from Five Star Bank. He'll be on. It'll be great. We're going to... What?
It just said it was going to be on tomorrow.
Okay.
Eric will be on later
okay.
this week.
Eric
stepped back this week.
I'm sorry.
Because he was going to be on today, and then this thing broke, and he said, no. He said, I can come back later on this week, and that's what we're going to do.
Okay. Sorry about that. Anyway, so our guest this morning has been Dr. Patricia Bay. we've got computers going down and everything like that. And by the way, please be patient with us because we have had a couple, glitches with the computers and stuff like that. And so we really appreciate the chat room always checking in.
They're back up, though.
So Dr. Patricia Bay has been our guest this morning, and expert psychologist that we've been talking about the book, the series of books that's come out, 50 Shades of Grey. I'm sure you've all heard about it. It's number one bestseller. But it is really the bottom line on this particular show today is about the placement of books with hardcore porn in them, and that Barnes & Noble has had them in the children's section. Now, I wanted to say that I'm not coming across like some conservative prude here. I have read the books. Patty's reading the books. And it's not about not reading the books. It's about children reading the books and having access to the material.
And our society needs to figure out how do we censor this kind of material. And I not censor it for adults, but how do we recognize that our children need some sort of guidance when it comes to this kind of explicit sexuality?
Well, again, it's the parents need to be involved, but first of all, the parents need to know about that they've got access to it. And the bookstore, it's like cigarettes it's like tobacco or booze or medical marijuana. You don't let the kids don't get allowed there. It's not out where they can just reach over and grab it.
As a parent, you want to know that Barnes & Noble has your child's back.
Yeah.
You want to know that when your child goes in perusing books in Barnes & Noble, they are safe. They're not going to be picking up a penthouse and opening up to some kind of shot that you wouldn't want your kids to see. And Barnes & Noble does not place pornography right in front.
But they did with this.
They did. And so we want to know that a bookstore has the class and has the caring for our youngsters to say, this is going to be placed in a location that they can't just readily put their hands on it and start perusing it.
Barnes & Noble. Noble. We got an email from somebody that said, you know, while they were standing there, somebody had called and said they didn't appreciate having it moved to right next to the teen books. And one of the employees turned to the other one and said, she hung up and she continued to talk about how stupid it was that people are concerned about this with another employee while I continued to listen.
She may not have read them yet.
Well, you know what? Is it stupid for us to care about kids having this made available to them, or Barnes & Noble obviously not caring?
And
that's
the
bottom line. Barnes
&
Noble doesn't care.
Pick up the book and read chapter one.
So you have to care.
And then you're going to go, okay, now I see what they're talking about.
Yeah. Now, and the only thing we're saying is that parents, this is what's going on at Barnes & Noble. You need to, if you go in there with your kids, is need to look around there and see what they're reading, or if you let your children in there, because they have access.
And check their Kindles. Check their e-books.
Again, I don't care what people read when they're adults. But and frankly, if a parent wants their kids to read certain things, that's fine too. It just shouldn't be there where a kid can get a hold of it without the parents even knowing that it's available or even what the book is. All right, tomorrow.
Thank you, Patricia Bay.
That's
Dr.
Right,
Patricia Bay has been
Thank
our guest.
You, Kyle. Thank you, Linda.
Hey, tomorrow, Harley-Davidson. We're going to be talking to the owners of Harley-Davidson, talking about that. We're going to be talking about a number of other things, too, in the morning. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama's in Mexico with other world leaders, breaking away for some one-on-ones along the way. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Los Cabos.
He's been meeting with Mexican President Calderon. He then has a one-on-one encounter with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. As Europe's richest economy, Germany's in a position to lead the way in helping its neighbors in crisis, like Greece and Spain. And then there's a meeting with the new, again, Russian President Vladimir Putin. The two bound to find common ground on limiting Iran's nuclear program. But, Chris, there's sharp disagreement over Syria, a longtime ally of Russia and home to a Russian military base on the Mediterranean.
Mitt Romney's bus tour stops in Wisconsin for an appearance with a couple of big Republican names there. More live from Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who survived a recall, and GOP budget architect Congressman Paul Ryan joining Mitt Romney during his stop in Janesville, Wisconsin. Romney, on the fourth day of his five-day tour, taking a jab at President Obama.
I wish the president would get out. Talk-